Arahi Hippolyte is a young Māori dad from Waikato with a background in business and marketing who loves being able to use technology to connect and inspire people. During his time at COVID Avengers, Arahi had the chance to rub shoulders with students, teachers and community leaders in tech and promote the upskilling of our young people and entrepreneurs in digital technologies and coding. Pacific Cooperation Foundation and Code Avengers have launched Digital Navigators, a seven-part webinar series providing entrepreneurs and workers with skills to participate effectively in a digitized economy. We have Arahi Hippolyte on the line from Hamilton-based digital education service, Code Avengers. Kia ora and tala palava, Arahi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Kia ora, Etia. Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. Tell us about your background. What made you interested in this field?
Even when I was a young boy, I think my earliest recollection of being on a computer was when I was eight. Dad got one of those old PCs that only run DOS. But I used to be fascinated watching him working on it, and then, you know, obviously an eight-year-old, I would love to play a few games, but technology and being familiar with it and knowing what it can do has always been a part of my life. I just love the idea of using technology to make my life better and also those around me.
And Code Avengers. Tell us about Code Avengers and how that came about.
Well, Code Avengers, we had a really amazing journey. Our founder is a friend of mine, Michael Walmsley. He did his studies at university. His doctorate was based on online learning. And when he came at the tail end of his doctorate, he started the formation of an online platform. He wanted to teach something that would be valuable to the rising generation. There was a lot of platforms out there teaching math and different languages. So he chose to do coding and to teach our young people and also our not-so-young people how to code. So that's our foundations, is a desire to help people to learn better how to adjust to the digital world and be creators in the digital world.
And is Michael still involved with Code Avengers, or has he sold the company since?
Michael's less involved these days. He gave us the vision, and he's also chasing his own dreams and stuff as well. He never really stays still for too long. So now we do have a quite a decent-sized dedicated group, including teachers. We've got some business people, and you know, our whole goal is around trying to grow that vision and to have our outreach to as many students as we can and make sure their futures are brighter.
Coding, that is a word that makes me shudder. Is it as difficult as I imagine it to be? And what is coding for those of us who fear it but probably don't know what it is, like me?
It's not something to shudder at. It's actually really fun. So this is just out of his point of view, but I would call coding learning the language of learning a particular program language, and then just asking it to do stuff that you want it to do. The old phrase, computers are as smart as they are dumb. They can do amazing things. The functions we can cause them to do, especially with some more advanced algorithms, they're incredible, but they can only do what we're asking them to do. So if you want to think about it, coding is no more or less than just learning a language and asking a computer to do something in that language. Many of us from the Pacific speak many different languages. We're just learning a different one. And is it easy? Is it hard? It's actually really easy. And you're just learning step by step. One of the most fun things I think about coding, and for those of us that will have learned as adults, multiple languages is you just sort of try it as you go along. Like you learn a phrase and then you'll see someone in the street or someone at work or at home and you try that phrase on them and they're like, oh, hey, you know, your language is working. That phrase, it makes sense. Your pronunciation is good. And so we get a little boost as we learn and as we try it. I think coding is no different. We learn a small function, we give it a try, we show a friend, and they're like, hey, you know, that little function you did or that small game that you built or that small app, it's working. You're doing good. And so we get a boost, and we just go from success to success.
It makes sense to me now. Coding is like a code, that if you know the code and you you know, use that code, then the computer can. But I'm sorry, my brain sometimes goes off on a tangent. Arahi, were you ever tempted to call any of your sons Cody?
No. No, I do have an issue called Tony, but no, it wasn't one of my first picks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just my Samoan brain working. If I was into computers and I had a son, I would probably be really, really tempted to code. Anyway, back to you. I'm sorry. So tell us about Digital Navigators, the webinar series. How did that come about and what is it exactly, please?
Yeah, so we're really excited and blessed to be a part of it at Code Avengers. The series, the whole goal of the series, of course, we've been working in partnership and under the guidance and of PCF, Pacific Cooperation Foundation. So the whole goal of it is to try and achieve their goals in the Pacific. Their goals are to try and connect and inspire and engage the community in positive initiatives, including in that is digital literacy. So the goal for our partnership, as expressed through Digital Navigators, is everyone can have the opportunity to be inspired and to take that next step in your digital literacy journey. It could be as something as simple as getting a phone and creating your own Facebook page, or if you're a little bit, if you're familiar with that, the next step for you could be learning how to make a small app, or it could be learning how to use WordPress to create your own blog. It's really just trying to encourage us as a people across the Pacific. We've already been navigators in the past. We're great at it. The next step is this new digital world and taking those same skills that we've had for generations and becoming just as successful in the digital world. So that's the whole goal. And I guess as a digital literacy partner for PCF, we were a natural choice to start this off. It's been a great journey so far. We've had the first one yesterday, and I'm just so excited for the remainder of the series.
Webinar for some of for those of us who are over 50 like me is a seminar that happens online. How long was your first webinar episode yesterday, and how was that laid out in format online, please, Arahi?
Yep. Yesterday's one was with the wonderful Latia Kirwan. She's from Fiji. We ran it for about 45 minutes. I think it was slightly over 45 minutes. And we just tried to keep it... I know it may not have felt that way because I was quite nervous, but we tried to keep it casual. We had a bit of question and answer time between myself and Latia, where... we just covered a lot of her backstory, and she was introducing our story, and she was introducing us to her business and her successes, but also her journey. And then we, because it was a live session, those who were able to join, and because it was on Facebook, you know, anyone could literally join from their phone. That was our hope. They could join in, they could comment, they could ask a question. And we were gathering those questions up and asking Latia, and she was answering them on that live stream and giving her insights. So it was really quite an awesome day. And, you know, we encouraged that participation from our audience through that format. Just come be a part of the webinar, ask your questions. It was really cool.
Digitized economy. Could you explain a little bit more about that? I know... from YouTube that if you get a whole lot of views for a video, you can make a tidy sum of money. Is that part of the digitized economy that you talk about?
It is. However, we've got to remember that being a content creator and creating content for like YouTube or some other platform and getting ad revenue is just a small part of the digital economy. And we'll see that as we go through this series. There are so many ways that we can harness this digital world to improve our existing businesses. We're not necessarily going out there to try and make everyone become YouTube stars. There are so many ways that people running they're already running their own businesses, or with dreams to start their own business. Their business could be a taxi driver in Tonga. Now I tell this because I had a first-hand experience. The last time I was in Tonga talking with this amazing guy, he knew so many people on the island. He knew so many of the different attractions. We loved going on the taxi ride with him, and he told us so much. But it was impossible for us to find him. And so a digitized economy is more than just, you know, clicks and views. A digitized economy is getting our existing businesses, elevating it into that digital world, and making sure that we can be found, that our voice can be heard, and that the value that we have to offer to domestic and international markets is being realized.
And so when you tell the story of that Tongan taxi driver, are you saying that if someone had sat next to him and talked to him about setting up a website, for instance, in where people can find all of those things that he knows and that he keeps in his head, then he could start a business that way? Is that what being part of the economy is?
Yes, precisely. So he already had a Facebook page, which is, you know, ka whai, good on you, but how he was using it and making sure that he's using that Facebook page to direct his viewers to other attractions, and so that people can come to his page and they can see what else they can connect with, see his location, see, you know, how to get a hold of him, that sort of stuff. So it is a lot of marketing, but it's relationships. It's connecting yourself with customers, connecting customers through you to other valuable businesses that they can enjoy and love. So I just always think of that experience as you know, we don't have to go on and become, you know, YouTube megastars, but just using the tools that we have and having a good plan around it, we can definitely use the existing tools and become very successful.
Yeah, so I guess it's the difference between being in front of the camera and being behind it, and that sometimes all of the power is behind the camera, and that rather than being an actor, you can be a producer and a director of the content, and rather than just being the face of it, is part of what you're talking about.
You're absolutely right. I know our people look absolutely amazing in front of the camera, but we also have a lot of skill amongst our people in the planning, the logistics, the curating of digital media. We have so many skills amongst our people behind the camera where we can add so much value. I know this is a New Zealand example, but we look at, what's the director? He was going to get picked for Star Wars.
Taika?
Taika, yeah. I mean, he brought a fresh perspective to the Thor franchise, and everyone loved him for it. But then here in the Pacific and in New Zealand, we think, oh, we recognize that humor. That's normal. We love it. But to the world, it's so fresh and so wonderful. There is so much about us exactly as we are that we can use the digital economy and the digital world to elevate, and the world loves it. They want it. And we just got to, you know, prepare ourselves to be able to elevate our existing skills and value.
What a really, really good story. Yeah, that is a really, really good way to to illustrate what we have innately as people that we sometimes undervalue. We don't think others can relate to it, but you know, Taika has taken our Polynesian humor, our Kiwi humor, our Maori humor to the world, and people actually get the things that we've always had. For the next webinar, six more to go, how can people be a part of the next webinar, please, Arahi?
We will be hosting all of the videos from our Code Avengers Facebook page, but we're also, because we are part of a network, we're not in this alone. So Facebook Code Avengers, Facebook Pacific Cooperation Foundation, but also our next, each of our participants have their own business and their own following as well, and we're connecting with them and their followings to do these events. So there's actually a lot of ways you can find us. But jump on Facebook. The easiest way I can tell you is jump on Facebook, go to Code Avengers, and we've got an event there. Just tap if you're interested or coming, and you'll get all the notifications. But there's going to be, and it's got the schedule and everything laid out there, Tuesdays and Thursdays around noon New Zealand time. We'd love to have everyone there. Bring your comments, bring your humour, make me laugh. If you can make me laugh, I'll send you something funny in the mail.
Arahi Hippolyte, Business and Marketing Digital Extraordinaire from Code Avengers. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate chatting with you.
Thank you so much.